Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, radio family, and welcome. Another weekend edition of Community Focus gets underway, and thank you so much for your listenership here on our intercom stations. The weekend returns, and so does our public affairs program to spotlight and shine the spotlight on good people who are doing good things in our community. And I'm really excited to talk about this 501c3 nonprofit organization that is such an integral part of the community, and especially in what it does to give back to the community. And I'm so happy to have the person who is representing Wheels for Hope joining me, Renee Vaughn, on the program, Adrian Scott Singleton. First of all, you are the newest member of our Community Focus family. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Now, the newbie title, gone. You're official now. See how quick that happens. It is. It is. And it's awesome to have your wonderful company. Adrian, to talk about what some members of our radio family may be familiar with the organization, and for others who are not, tell us a little bit about what Wheels for Hope, and let's make sure we clarify, especially when we give the website information. This is WHEELS, the number 4, HOPE.
Right. WheelsForHope.org.
Wonderful. Well, tell us a little bit. Give us the backstory on Wheels for Hope.
So we're in the car blessing business, and that's what most people know us for. We do car blessings. But what we do is we're a faith-based nonprofit. Mm-hmm. We take in donated vehicles, and we match those with people who really, really could use a hand up in their own car.
Excellent. And so that's why I say this is such an integral part of the community, because when we think about the importance of a car, and particularly a necessity, I mean, this is something that gets us daily to our jobs. It helps us get our kids to school, for those that don't put our kids on a school bus. It helps us to go to our various places of worship, grocery shopping, and the list just goes on and on and on.
When I look at my daily routines, I don't know how I would do it without a car.
Right.
And I've been in the position where I did not have a car.
Wow.
So, worked in Greensboro and lived in Greensboro and worked in Winston-Salem. So that's a, really long 50-minute ride.
Exactly.
Without a vehicle,
right.
It's very difficult. And we have the bus system, but it just doesn't fill the need for people who really need to get to from point A to B.
Exactly. And it's just something about when you have your own vehicle. And like you said, it's wonderful that we have public transportation, but it's just something different about having your very own car. You know, taking people or just taking yourself from point A to point B. And it's interesting you mentioned having lived in Greensboro, commuting to Winston. I'm the exact opposite. I live in Winston, and to come here to our intercom stations to work, it's about a 30-minute drive. I don't know what I would do either. Walking just wouldn't work, especially with my early time schedule. But it's so nice to have that vehicle that can get me, and of course for those through Wheels for Hope, can help get to their various destinations. Now, how did you become affiliated with this faith-based organization?
So I actually, I worked at the news station, one of the news stations in the Triad, and I would write stories about Wheels for Hope. I also knew about Wheels for Hope through our church.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first program managers attended my church. And so I would see car blessings and see how it changed the lives of folks. And of course, again, write stories about it. So that's how I learned about the program.
Excellent.
And when the opportunity became available, I was all over it.
Oh, that's fantastic. And that's something that in the second half of our program, if you don't mind sharing some wonderful success stories with that. But in the meantime, that basically answers the question, how you got started with Wheels of Hope and how it's really helping members of our community. Now, how can someone actually become eligible for a Wheels for Hope car?
Okay, so there's two ways. When we get those donations, we have a program, which is our referrals. You can come to Wheels for Hope by way of referral.
Okay.
Or anyone can purchase a car. You can go and purchase one of our many cars that is on the lot.
Nice.
All of the cars have gone through a process, and they have the same process. We have mechanics, and they'll go through a 123-point check.
Excellent.
Of all of the, from the rooter to the tutor.
Right. I haven't heard that expression in a while.
But yeah, we'll go through the checklist of everything that needs to be done. And but the way we determine whether it's a program car, which is for referred clients, we want affordable, reliable, of course, safe.
Right.
Hondas, Toyotas, and Mazdas. Those are cars that are good, affordable cars for a low income family.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the families that we actually serve. But then we have the public. And if you want to come and purchase a, you know, 80,000-mile Mercedes and you have the money to come out of your pocket full price, then we also sell to the public as well.
Oh, that is great. And so you have a nice variety of different makes and models of cars.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been asked this question before, but how, and I don't necessarily like to use the word old. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just say, how far back do you go with a car that is donated?
Well, first of all, if you donate a car to a monk, I'm going to say no.
Right. This is true.
Let me
good
tell
point.
You, we've
good
had
point.
Some really old cars come through. Some ones that were older than me.
Okay.
We actually picked up a car a couple of weeks back that was called a Plymouth Arrow, and I had never heard of that.
That makes two of us.
Yeah. And so I had to look back, and it looked like a 1975.
Wow, really?
And it looked like that. It was rusty, dusty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Broke down, busted, and disgusted. But we still took it because that also helps our program. Parts, metal, all of that helps our program.
True. That's really great because it makes me think about those pull-apart places where you go. And if you do need a radiator or you need maybe a knob for a window, because that reminds me, we're talking about a car that's back in the 70s, there was nothing automatic quite just yet. You had to do it the old-fashioned way and roll it down with your own hand. But that's really neat that you're willing to take cars that go that far back, because there are some that are in pristine condition.
Right.
That are classics, as we would consider them to be.
And in that case of that Plymouth Arrow, this was someone who, it was yard art. They were trying to clean out their deceased relative's home.
Right.
And so we do that as well. We'll take the cars and we'll remove that yard art because it's of no use to you.
Exactly.
We're not going to find another Plymouth Arrow where we're going to match it up with someone in that. That
wouldn't
be safe, nor would it be reliable.
Exactly.
But again, metal helps our program, so we're able to continue.
That's fantastic. Now, one more question, I believe, before we go to break this morning. Who are some of your wonderful partner agencies that you team up with?
So we have, we're unique to North Carolina. We have dozens of agencies in North Carolina. First of all, we do help our veterans. We work with the VA.
Mm-hmm.
We work with Step Up Greensboro, Family Services of the Piedmont, Guilford Child Development, the Greensboro Housing Authority, Winston-Salem Housing Authority. We're also in Rockingham County, so we're working with Rockingham Partnership, Alamance County. There's some agencies out there as well.
Very, very good. And one more question, Adrian, that I have for you, actually, too. Are the cars free? Let's start there.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
And that's what people hear all the time when I say we're in the car blessing business.
Right.
No. These agencies that refer their clients, they're self-sufficiency agencies. They're help agencies.
Right.
And they're helping their clients get those keys to success.
Exactly.
But sometimes that means getting their mental health right.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that means getting their finances right.
Right.
And in order for us to give, you know, with these car blessings, we want to make sure that when the donation comes in, that you're going to be able to maintain the tires.
Exactly.
We don't cover tires. If you have your car blessing, and they're $500 for the program cars.
Okay.
public sale cars, as I was mentioning, we do we don't finance, but you're able to purchase a car from us based on the value of that car.
Got you.
So that Mercedes was $3,800.
Right.
And that, of course, that goes into coffers. But yeah, the cars are not free, mm-hmm. but the program cars are $500, and that's been the same price we've had since 2000 when we started.
Wow. And that's really going back when you think 2000. It's really kind of odd to say that was 19 years ago when we look at where we are in 2019. But the key word too, Adrian, is to think of affordability when a person, because for some individuals, this may be the first opportunity to own a vehicle, whatever their situation or circumstance of the past, they're now in a position to where they can get a vehicle. And you're right, it's a blessing to have an agency such as Wheels for Hope that can help that person literally get back on the road.
Right.
Wonderful. Well, Adrian, I've enjoyed our conversation thus far. Okay, now this really will be my last question before we go to our first break of the morning. Are the cars, of course, reliable? And do they come with a warranty?
Yes. So for warranty for program participants. So again, there's a 6 month, 6,000 mile warranty for the program participants. They paid their $500, and we know it took a lot for them to save that money. So we do offer them that that warranty.
Great.
Outside of the warranty, outside of that, we do not work on the cars, but we advise.
Very good, very good. And that's really one thing that as a car owner, we know we're taking on a responsibility of maintaining the car. And that's really with anything, that if we take care of it, it will take care of us.
Right.
Because we learn that about the basics. If you keep the oil change, the tires rotated, just the basics, it will last you for a while. And then when you think about for an individual, this is his or her very first car. So you just know that the excitement of having something that they otherwise had to rely on other persons, right, to get them to where they need to be. Right, there you go. But now they can do it on their own. And that's a blessing in itself, too. Well, Adrian, it is a blessing to have your company.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for being a part of the show. Now, you know, I have a lot more questions for you. And to really get our radio family, for those, again, just hearing about Wheels for Hope, very familiar so they can spread the word. So let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back with more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Wonderful. Thank you, radio family, again, for your listenership. And again, joining me, the newest member of our Community Focus family is Adrian Scott Singleton. And we are talking about Wheels for Hope. Again, that's wheelsforhope.org. If you want to visit and perhaps peruse during the commercial break, then we'll come back and we'll have more conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. And we are indeed coming back right after this. We are back. More of the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard Saturday and Sunday mornings on our intercom stations. Great company with you, radio family, and of course, members of our Community Focus family. Adrian Scott Singleton joining us with Wheels for Hope. Adrian, do you mind, as we continue in great conversation this morning, the backstory on Wheels for Hope, how did it all get started?
Sure. There were two guys, two friends, one a law professor at NC State, the other an engineer.
Oh, wow.
And they were car enthusiasts, just like to play with, you know, break apart cars.
Right.
Shade tree mechanics. And so they would fix some cars for, for folks. But I guess in their conversations, they started talking about how it is a struggle for some people.
Right.
Moms and dads who are taking the bus, you know, trying to get to work, trying to provide for their families. And a lot of the jobs that, you know, that are on the bus line are not the best of the jobs.
Right.
So, you know, these guys got together and they started Wheels for Hope with the help of West Raleigh Presbyterian Church. And they got some volunteers together and they all started working on cars and formed this great, unique company.
That's fantastic. And of course, the expression, the rest is history. Suffice to say that with these two gentlemen starting this, now looking at where this 501c3 nonprofit agency is, not only as far as location, when we talk about the state of North Carolina, you're here in Greensboro, Winston-Salem, High Point, so the immediate triad. But the nice thing too is that as we have radio family in the Triangle area, there's also Wheels for Hope there, and you've also, so that includes Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill, and I think there's one other location in the western part. Satellite, okay.
We have a satellite office in Winston-Salem.
Okay.
We used to have our Wheels for Hope office in Asheville.
Okay.
But they have now formed their own.
Gotcha. I got
doing the same great work up there.
Absolutely. So really an inspirational story on the early beginnings of Wheels for Hope. And then when we look at now, how it has changed so many lives. And I mentioned earlier, if you didn't mind sharing, because we really have the opportunity to do it here on the second half of the program. Do you mind just sharing any of the wonderful success stories of persons who have been truly blessed by Wheels for Hope?
Sure. So there's so many.
Yeah.
I can go back to my first car blessing at Guilford Child Development.
Oh, wow.
A young lady who received a car from the donor was actually from that agency.
Nice.
We didn't tell her. But yeah, it was a nice Honda Odyssey. And she had three children.
Wow.
So she was able to go back and forth to work. She was a mom. She was a volunteer. She worked at a local store. And, so she was able to change her life by having her own vehicle.
Right.
Then I think about the veterans who we've worked with. There's an agency in Winston-Salem called Veterans Helping Veterans Heal.
Yes.
And Robert was one of the first clients from that agency.
Great.
And, he's in his mid-50s, receiving treatment from that agency.
Yes.
Drug abuse and alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
And, after getting his car, he got his own apartment.
Nice.
He worked at a local factory out mm-hmm. there. And he had a third shift job, I believe. So without that car, he wouldn't have been able to get to his job.
Right.
And actually, he was helping others and remembering where he was and mm-hmm. how he did not have a car. But he was able to help his brothers out, who also lived at that facility.
Right.
And shuttling them around.
Yeah.
So there's great stories.
Well, absolutely. And I love the fact that you have such examples that really cover the gamut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, helping men, helping women, helping veterans, helping young at heart.
Mm-hmm. If I could just tell you about one more.
Yes, please.
We had a car blessing at a local church the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not realize that one of our program participants was going to be at the church. We were actually doing a car blessing for a mom.
Oh, okay. Right.
And the guy happened to be there, and he said, "Hey, Adrian," and I was just so happy to see him.
Yeah.
And then when I thought about, about where he was
mm-hmm.
At a drug facility in High Point.
Right.
And now he's actually doing home therapy.
Cool.
He said, I didn't have that car. I
right.
wouldn't be able to do the job that I do.
That he's doing now. Right.
Massage therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's just great stories like that that makes our job valid.
Oh, absolutely. And it made me think, getting back to what you were mentioning earlier about the gentleman who, without that car for his third shift job,
mm-hmm.
as far as Wheels for Hope makes me think about volunteerism.
Mm-hmm.
For a person who's listening to our public affairs program this morning and wants to help, because we have individuals, of course, who help in terms of donating the car itself.
Right.
But are there other avenues as far as volunteering?
Completely volunteer driven.
Okay.
So when the donors calls me up and says they need mm-hmm. to donate their car. They would
right.
like to donate their car. I need someone to help me go get that car.
Yeah, exactly.
So we go on our trips. We have gone as far as the mountains.
Wow.
And, from Asheville
mm-hmm.
down the mountain to pick up really, really good cars.
Oh, excellent.
But yeah, we have this camaraderie with mm-hmm. the volunteers, and we go out and pick up cars. We also shuttle cars around the to different partner garages.
Right.
Because the cars have to get fixed. We have our mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
We also use partner garages in order to get these cars fixed. We also have looking for guys who help us out in the garage, car
right.
enthusiasts,
yeah.
To get these cars up and running.
That's fantastic. And that's a great tie-in to the next question. Adrian, who fixes the vehicles that are sold or used as program cars?
Sure. So we have a foreman, a Wheels for Hope employee.
Mm-hmm.
He is ASC certified.
Excellent.
He's actually teaching around the country.
Nice.
Really, he's the mechanic that you want.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us don't want to go to the mechanic. That's like the most dreaded person
yeah.
you want to go to because mm-hmm. you know that you're going to empty your pocketbook.
Right, but, because you'll go in for one thing
yeah.
and then that person will come back and it's 20 other different
right.
things you weren't even anticipating that needed to be repaired.
And sometimes it may be the case that you might need to get those things done.
Right.
And my mechanic is he has integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a great mechanic, and he wants to make sure that the people who get the cars
right.
are going to be safe and affordable
beautiful.
And reliable.
Right. Exactly. So
we have the greatest mechanic I can think of. And then we work with other partner garages, mm-hmm. so like the Meineke's, the Hank's Automotive.
Yeah.
Great community. They give back to the community.
Right.
Auto Trends.
Mm-hmm.
Great garages that help us out in our program.
And that's such a plus when you have a mechanic that is so humble.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times, and I know for me personally, I look as far as for a mechanic, especially when it comes to explaining what exactly is wrong with a car. And it's like, okay, you're talking in language that's just way above my head. But then you get a person that's like, they break it down into what, we hear or know as layman's terms.
Right.
Put in language that makes sense to me. Okay, this is happening for reasons A, B, C, and D.
Right. And I've become a little bit of a mechanic.
There you
now
go. You learn some things.
Because of him. He's explaining these things.
Right.
Because of
exactly.
Who I'm hanging out with these guys who are helping out in the garage.
Absolutely. It's the weekend edition of Community Focus. Heard here on our intercom stations. Great company, radio family. Members of our Community Focus family joining me, Renee Vaughn and Adrian Scott Singleton, who is with Wheels for Hope. I guess the next obvious question, Adrian, is why donate a car? If a person is listening, they may be in that ideal position, because especially when we think about where we are, this is tax season.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we think about, okay, what sort of things can I donate or be rid of, for lack of a better term, in terms of, because obviously donating a car, that's something that you can look forward to as a tax deduction,
right.
rather, and things of that nature. But just why would it be a good idea, especially to donate to such a great organization such as Wheels for Hope?
Well, when you think about, it's just nice to be nice.
Yeah.
And when you think about how this changes lives,
mm-hmm.
It's easier for you to let go of that car.
Right.
Also, when you go, if you want to do a trade-in,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes that trade-in is not very beneficial. So you might get $500 knocked off of your final bill.
Exactly.
But it's really not a whole lot when mm-hmm. when you look at the whole scheme
very
of
true,
things.
Very true.
So, yeah, there are, of course, the tax deduction.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's just nice to be nice.
Absolutely.
And if you can, just it's really nice.
It really is. And like you said, knowing that that donation is helping that individual or even helping that family. Like you said before, the lady who had the Honda Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that, number one, that's a very good car. And then when you think about having to transport kids, like we mentioned earlier, to and from school, their after-school activities, wherever they happen to be, it's nice to have that ideal vehicle that fits that situation for the recipient.
Mm-hmm. And with our program participants,
mm-hmm.
And they don't get to pick their car. A lot of time they'll come to a lot and they'll see the Lexus that's out there
right.
that someone's donated.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to get that car. But they have a questionnaire in their application
mm-hmm.
that says, okay, what kind of car will suit your family?
Right.
And, you know, four-door, maybe you're single and you just need a two-door.
Right.
Do you need a van?
Yeah.
Do you need a truck?
Mm-hmm.
We'll ask these things. And we'll also, of course, ask if you need a manual or
exactly.
automatic.
But you know what, too, Adrian, I'm glad you mentioned that, because sometimes one may not necessarily think of in terms of being practical. I think it's practicability. Practicality, that's the word. Thank you, my dear. They don't think about the practicality of the fact that maybe it's just not time to have that Lexus. Let's start with something small and then work our way up to
right.
something a little bigger.
And once you get
bigger.
That small car,
yeah.
you know, you found a better job
mm-hmm.
and you're able to provide more for your family.
Exactly.
You might be able to go to the car
right.
and get that
mm-hmm.
Lexus. If you
exactly.
Want.
So you can make another trade-in.
Right.
You just never
know. You can
know.
Donate it back to us.
Exactly. I like
that.
That
has happened.
Wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Now, my next question is, do you have to know how to turn a wrench?
To volunteer? No.
Yeah, okay.
No, you can drive just like me. Now,
yeah.
I don't know how to turn a wrench. I
yeah.
know how to go with my jump box and get your car started. I know where the negative and the positive
very
is.
Very good.
And we have had some great adventures with volunteers where
yeah.
we've jumped cars that were thought to be pretty much dead in the water, but
mm-hmm.
we've got them back to life. And
isn't that wonderful?
It's
just a beautiful feeling when you just turn that key and that engine just turns
oh, yeah.
over. It is. It really is. Now, how can someone, Adrian, donate a car to Wheels for Hope, and what are the benefits?
Well, it's just as simple as giving us a call or going online. We mm-hmm. do have an online form that you can fill out.
Right.
Or you can just give us a call, 336-355-9130.
Mm-hmm.
Leave a message. You know, if we answer the phone, we'll be glad to fill out a form and get all the details from you. And, of course, there is that tax benefit.
Yeah, exactly. Now, how long have you been with Wheels for Hope?
So I'm going on year 2.5.
Okay.
Yeah, left the TV business and now I'm working with Wheels for Hope. And it's been a blessing to my life, too.
And just to think about the transition going from very similar situation, I think, for any of us in media, that kind of hustle and bustle. But now you're in a position where you can kind of be a little more relaxed, but in terms of being able to be more people oriented.
Yes.
Very likely.
You know, we do service our community.
Yeah.
Via radio or in the media.
Right.
But being actually able to be the hands and feet.
Exactly.
And actually going out there and making a big difference.
Right.
Has been a blessing to me, and I'm sure those, you know, that I'm working with.
Now, just in those 2 years, getting back to, feel free to share another story. As far as, is there any one particular individual that you've helped that's just stood out in your mind in which it was a life-changing situation for that person?
Just think about one.
Yeah. or two.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a few minutes.
I can think about the lady who donated to us.
Mm-hmm.
She did two cars, actually. But
nice.
The first donation that she made, she's a community nurse. And works for Cone. People knew her in the community.
Mm-hmm.
She'd go to the different churches and stuff and would help with diabetes screenings and all. Mm-hmm. But she came to Wheels for Hope, had this great car,
nice
Toyota Camry.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went and met her, I immediately fell in love with her.
Oh,
so
nice.
Sweet. And then she said, take care of my car and make sure you find someone good for it.
Yeah.
And so what we do is we try to do it at our car blast, is we try to match bring everyone together, the donor, the agency.
Nice.
And,
I like that.
Of course, the participant. And
right.
so we were able to do that with this car. And the young lady who received the car was at the VA.
Mm-hmm.
When they came together for the car blessing, who knew that they would both have the same color blue on? And Teresa, who received the car, wanted to know a little bit about the donor. And so she wrote a poem about her. There was not a
beautiful
dry eye in the room.
I can't imagine.
Not a dry eye. She presented her with flowers.
Oh.
But yeah, this beautiful story. She's now in school. She's helping other VA
members
as like a peer support counselor there.
Mm-hmm.
So just really, really good
stuff. Yeah, that is a beautiful experience. And you're right. It's tearing me up a little bit.
Just the other day, we did one with a man who 59 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hearing his story, his mom passed away. And he lived in a rural area of Person County, Roxboro area.
Right.
And he did not have running water in his house.
Mm-hmm.
But he worked at an agency. He volunteered at an agency called Christian Help Ministry. And he was volunteering there. They had no idea that he was in the situation that he was in.
Right.
But got him in a financial boot camp class, got him working.
Mm-hmm.
He now works for the city, and he now has a Wheels for Hope car.
That is excellent.
So, yeah, his first car. He now has an apartment. I mean, it's
wow.
And it's all over the age gap.
Exactly.
Over,
right.
From the young to the old. The other day we did help a young auntie student who was a part of a program with Guilford Child Development.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a beautiful family and now a nice Toyota Scion.
Oh,
really
nice.
Fancy car. I was like, you need this car. This is
exactly.
a really good one.
Right. That is a nice car. You don't see too many Scions on the road. And just stories like that, and perhaps, again, as we've mentioned earlier, Adrian, for individuals who are just hearing about Wheels for Hope, I like the name. I think it's so fitting for an organization that indeed takes donated cars and makes it possible for individuals who just can't typically go to your everyday dealership.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, it can be one, an intimidating process.
As a woman, yeah. Or,
very
yeah,
much man. So. Yes, yes. But I think particularly credit. So. Right. You have those things, just the little things that, you know, an individual may stress or worry about. But with Wheels for Hope, it really puts into the mindset of you taking the individual literally by the hand mm-hmm. and helping them walk through the process. Like you said, $500, that may be a lot for some people. And then for others, it can be reasonable. They may have that nest egg or that savings where that $500 can be applied to a car that if was taken very good care of by the previous owner, thinking about the lady that donated the two cars. Or one, like you said, I still can't get to, what was that we mentioned?
A Plymouth Arrow.
I'm going to have to Google that after our conversation
it's
this morning.
It's like a mix of
How would you describe it?
Vega.
You know, oh my goodness, now I remember
a Vega.
Now that I have not seen in a very long time. Yeah. That kind of reminds me of, you remember the Chevette?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, just cars from that particular era that, you know, we just like, wow, they're still around.
Yeah, yeah.
That people kept them all these years. And like you said, for the two gentlemen who started the organization and were car enthusiasts mm-hmm. and know a lot about cars, you know, that's the one thing I'm sure that's an advantage for you mm-hmm. as being a part of Wheels for Hope is that you know all the different makes
right.
and models that you have. And it's nice to have options, to have that selection of, like we said, what best fits that individual person.
Right.
So, Adrian, let me ask you this. Again, volunteerism, a big part of what keeps Wheels or the wheels moving at Wheels for Hope. How many people do you have that actually come to you and say that they want to volunteer their time?
Oh, I could use some more.
Yeah.
I have probably about a pool of six right now.
Okay.
And they're coming in on different days.
Mm-hmm.
And not every day we have a car to go pick up. I'd say average right now we have about four cars to pick up a week.
Okay.
It's good.
Yeah.
We can always increase the numbers. Christmas time is crazy. So
yeah.
we would love to have more volunteers at that
mm-hmm.
time. We don't work on the weekends.
Okay.
But if we saw the need,
right.
we might increase, you know, going out and picking up cars
mm-hmm.
on the weekend. But yeah, we would really love those wrench turners
yes.
in the garage.
Exactly.
In the garage.
Right.
I've even recruited my mom to do some
really
work with us. And it's
nice.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah. To have family and friends mm-hmm. to help you in that particular process. Well, Adrian, thank you so much. Everything that you have shared, it has really been wonderful. It's been encouraging. Like you said, Wheels for Hope is in the blessing business, and hopefully we'll be able to bless more individuals who are listening to you this morning here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. We have a couple of minutes remaining. Is there anything that you'd like to share that I didn't either ask or go over in our conversation today?
3,500 lives changed.
Wow.
Yeah. That's more than 1,700 car blessings.
Mm-hmm.
But when you factor in the moms, the grandmoms,
right.
the whole family that's benefiting from having this car in
yeah.
the home.
Yeah.
And that's why people should donate.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, it's a great thing, great opportunity to do that. If you can volunteer,
right?
You know, we're looking for churches to partner with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we started.
Yeah.
In the church. We'd love for those churches around the community to help and bring us in so that they can tell their congregants about the program.
Right.
We'll bring the church car blessing to you
mm-hmm.
so that you can actually see what your donation has done.
Exactly.
It's always good to see it.
Right,
I can tell you about it all day long.
Exactly.
But if you can see it
for yourself.
Then you start to feel it. And when
right.
you get it in your heart, you'll feel better about
it. I appreciate
it.
You mentioning that because it just really helped me to envision, you know, if one were to close their eyes and just picture that set of car keys being transferred from the former owner to the new owner and to see the look of joy
mm-hmm.
and it may be even be some tears involved, but it's tears of joy.
Oh yeah.
Because for that individual, they now have reliable transportation. And like we said earlier, don't have to pick up the phone. Hey, you know, mom, dad, brother, sister, whoever, can you give me a ride to wherever I need to be? And then, you know, having to wait and rely on somebody to pick you up.
It's discouraging.
It can be at times, absolutely. But then you have something of your own
mm-hmm.
that you can come and go on your time.
Right.
Wherever you need to be, you know as far as the time of what to be, and again, not relying on necessarily someone else. But again, it's just that great feeling of having something you can call your own.
That's right.
Absolutely. Now, do you have like regular business hours as far as when people contact you?
Right. Monday through Friday.
Okay.
9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
This is my hard work, so I'm close to it. And so sometimes I'm checking emails over the weekend. Like I said, you can do a donation form via email.
Excellent.
And so I'm checking emails to just see when else those donations coming in.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
What's coming in. So we'll always get back to you as soon as possible.
Oh, that's
Facebook
wonderful.
As well.
Oh, very good. Very good. That's nice to know because social media, of course, in this day and age is huge.
Okay.
You knew that coming from the TV side of things. And I also like the fact, too, that one, for an individual, it can free up a little bit of space in the driveway you make that donation.
I got that this call this week.
Yeah.
A mom, she's like, my husband, he loves cars and he's just constantly buying cars.
Right.
And I want this one removed.
So I can have a place to put my own car.
They're parking on the street.
Wow.
That's why I call a yard.
Yeah,
they're not moving.
Yeah, exactly.
Get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Make your community look better.
That's true. And again, neighbor helping neighbor.
Right.
Helping that person with, again, as we mentioned, something of their own. Adrian, I hope this isn't the one and only time that we have this opportunity to talk about Wheels for Hope. So in closing, I again want to welcome you to the Community Focused Family.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Door is always open. So please, as I say on this program, there are no goodbyes, just until next time. And I was thinking, too, when we think about those great stories, feel free, if someone is willing, a person who is a recipient of a car, Wheels from Hope, to invite that person the next time you come back. So we'll chat more about that off air.
That'd be great.
That would be wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And again, keep up the great work.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And thank you, Radio Family. Wonderful company as always, as we do indeed bring to a close another weekend edition of Community Focus. Always nice to have the company of members of our Community Focus family doing some wonderful things in our community, which is the case for Adrian Scott Singleton. Wheels for Hope. Again, that is wheels, the number 4, hope.org, that you can visit for additional information. So, Adrian, until that next time, thank you again for joining me. You are very welcome. And thank you, Radio Family. I know you're doing some great things in our communities as well. Please keep up the great work. And please come back next weekend for another edition of Community Focus. Until that next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. Take care.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.